From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un are now in Singapore, where they are scheduled to meet Tuesday. VOA correspondent Bill Gallo reports.
Well, you know, he made these comments over the last couple days talking about, you know, he's just going to kind of go on feel and he doesn't need to prepare that much. And he'll know within the first, 60 seconds, or at least within the first short amount of time, whether or not he's going to get a deal with Kim Jong-un. He sort of walked that back a little bit, and his staff have also walked that back. They said Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, just put out a statement not that long ago saying that on the flight here, President Trump was reading, talking to officials, he's preparing. They're trying to make this a little more serious.
President Trump says he has told his representatives not to sign a communique approved by six of the G7 leaders who gathered for a meeting over the weekend in Canada. Mr. Trump was unhappy about statements made by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at a closing news conference. Trudeau criticized Trump about new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum and promised that Canada will retaliate as early as July 1st.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
Like Trudeau, British Prime Minister Theresa May promised to retaliate for tariffs placed on EU goods. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Trump did Trudeau a favor by attending the summit. This is VOA News. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, is holding its first summit since India and Pakistan joined the bloc. The organization is widely seen as a means to block American influence in Central Asia. The summit is being held in an eastern Chinese coastal city. The president of China, Xi Jinping, told the group, "We should reject selfish, short-sighted, narrow and closed-off policies. We must maintain the rules of the World Trade Organization, support the multilateral trade system, and build an open global economy." Political analysts see the remarks as a thinly veiled reference to the chaos at the G7 summit, where the U.S. and its allies were divided by escalating trade tensions. Italy is refusing to let a humanitarian ship carrying more than 600 migrants dock at any of its ports. Most of them are from sub-Saharan Africa. The International Labour Organization reports 152 million children are victims of child labour, with nearly half forced to work in hazardous, unhealthy conditions that can result in death and injury. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. In advance of the World Day Against Child Labor, June 12th.
The ILO reports nearly half of the child laborers are found in Africa and in the Asia and Pacific regions. Sub-Saharan Africa has the largest proportion, with one in five children working. It notes children typically enter the workforce at the age of six or seven, getting involved in hazardous work as they get older. About 70% of hazardous work is concentrated in agriculture. Other forms include mining, construction, and domestic service. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iraq's largest ballot warehouse caught fire Sunday before a recount ordered by Parliament. The warehouse stored ballots from Al-Rusafa, one of the largest voting districts in eastern Baghdad. And the sad news, Leo Sarkisian, the founder of VOA's long-running Music Time in Africa program, has died at the age of 97. He was known by his fans as the Music Man of Africa. He founded the English-language radio program in 1965 and traveled to every African country recording music. He died Friday. He will be buried with full military honors in the eastern state of Massachusetts. Sarkisian retired from VOA in 2012. He had been on the air at the Voice of America for 47 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.